Ishasha Histoangris, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the Zangzuo, Shishi Radha Gokulananda Shenxiang Shili Yishi, Shijin 1973年 8月 21日, 地点 伦敦.
Gulukanamni Mijadhamni. There is a planet in the spiritual world.
Gulukanamni Mijadhamni, 在灵异世界有一个星宿.
The material world, you can see the material sky, limit of the sky, the horizon, but you are not able to reach even the moon planet, the nearest planet.
在这物质世界里，你能看到物质的天空，能看到天际，但是你连最近的星球，月球都去不了。
But within this universe, within this horizon, there are innumerable planets.
在这个宇宙之内，在这个天际之内，有无穷无尽的星宿。
Asesa, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotisu asesu vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam. By the shining effulgence from the body of Krishna. That is called Brahma Jyoti.
由于 Krishna 身上发出来的灿烂的光芒, 这被称为 Brahma Jyoti.
Within that Brahma Jyoti or effulgence, there are innumerable universes.
在那 Brahma Jyoti 光芒中有无穷无尽的宇宙.
Ananta Koti. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Koti means innumerable.
Koti is
a不可计数的. 1 million, 10 million is equal to 1 lakh.
100万, 1000万是一个 lakh.
As such, 100 lakhs makes a koti.
100个 lakh是 koti.
So, actually, we see there are innumerable planets. But beyond this creation, this is material creation, one fourth manifestation of God's creation, this material world. This is also only one universe.
世上我们能看到不可计数的星宿，但是在这个物质世界之上。 这个物质世界只是神的创造的暂时的四分之一，而且这也只是其中的一个宇宙。
There are innumerable universes clustered together. And beyond this clustering of universes, there is another sky, which is called Parabrahma, or spiritual sky.
有无穷无尽的宇宙聚集在一起。 而在这之上有另外一个天空，被称为Paravima，或灵性的天空。If
you want to go there, then you have to penetrate through the material coverings, earth, water, fire, water, fire, air, like that.
如果你想去那里，那你必须得刺穿物质的覆盖，土、水、火、气等等。
Each layer. So big.
每一层都那么巨大.
And the next layer is 10 times more than the first layer.
下一层比上一层要厚上10倍.
In this way, there are 7 layers.
这样有7层.
So penetrating through that 7 layers, you reach the spiritual sky.
穿越这7层后，你到达灵性的天空.
And after reaching the spiritual sky, there are so many Vaikuntha planets, spiritual planets.
到达灵性的天空后，那里有那么多的Vaikuntha星宿，灵性的星宿。
So that is summarized, Golokanamni Nijadhamni Talechatasya.
这被总结为 Golokanamni Nijadhamni Talechatasya.
The topmost planet is called Goloka, or Krishna, Krishna Loka.
最高的星宿被称为Goloka或者Krishna Loka。
Go means cow.
Go 意思是母牛。
Krishna is very much fond of cows.
Krishna 非常喜欢母牛。
Therefore, that planet is called also Goloka, the planet full of cows.
因此，那个星宿被称为 Goloka， 到处是母牛的星宿。
We have recited Brahma Samhita today.
我们今天演奏了 Brahma Samhita。
Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikha lakha vritesu suravira vipalayantam. Krishna is engaged in tending cows. He is very much fond of cows.
Krishna 从事于照料母牛，他非常喜爱母牛。
Suravi, they are not ordinary cows. In the spiritual world, everything is spiritual.
Suravi, 这并不是普通的母牛，在灵性的世界，一切都是灵性的。
So, there is a planet, Golokanam.
因此有一个星球叫 Golokanam.
So, that is the highest planet.
那是最高的星宿。
Golokanam, Nijadham, that is the personal abode.
那是个人的住处。
Golokanam, Nijadham, Talechatasya, under that planet,There are other planetary systems.
在那个星宿之下，有其他的星宿系统。
They are called Devi Dhamma, Mahesh Dhamma, Hari Dhamma.
那被称为 Devi Dhamma, Mahesh Dhamma, Hari Dhamma.
Now this universe, this material world is called Devi Dhamma.
这个宇宙，这个物质世界被称为 Devi Dhamma.
Devi Dham. It is under the control of the material energy.
它是在物质能量的控制之下。
Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chayiva jasya bhuvanani vibhati durga. This energy is also personified called Durga Devi.
这能量的物质化的人格化身是 Durga Devi.
So, above this planetary system, there is Mahesha Dham.
在这个星宿系统之上是 Mahesha Dham.
Mahesha Dham. In the border between spiritual sky and material sky.
在灵性天空和物质天空的边界处。
Above that, there are Hari Dham.
在那之上是 Hari Dham.
The Vaikuntha planets, where Narayana,in various forms. It is predominating.
Vaikuntha 星宿在那里拿了样以各种不同的形体在主宰。
And above all of them, there is Goloka Dham, or Krishna's Dham.
而在所有这些之上是 Goloka Dham, 或者说 Krishna Dham.
The picture we have given in Srimad Bhagavatam.
在 Srimad Bhagavatam 中我们给了这张画。
So,Golokanamni Nijadhamni Talecha Tasya Devi Mahesh Hari Dham Sute Sute Tete Prabhavani Chaya Abhidhitastu Jena Each planetary system has got specific atmosphere. Everything is specific.
每个星宿系统都有它独特的气氛，一切都是独特的。
That is done, that is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那是由自尊人格神所创造的。
So, in this way, Krishna is there at the topmost Goloka Dham.
就这样 ，Krishna 是在最高的 Goloka Dham。
But still, Goloka Dham ni nivasati, although he is living there, Akhilatma Bhuta.He is everywhere.
但是尽管他住在那里，他到处都在。
He is everywhere. That is Krishna.
他到处都在，那是 Krishna.
It's like we are sitting in this hall. We are not in our apartment house.
我们坐在这个大厅里，我们并不在我们的公寓里面。
Krishna is not like that.
Krishna 并不是那样。
He is.In the Golokanamni Nijadhamni, in his own planet, he is engaged in his occupation.
他是在 Goloka Namni Nija Damni 他在自己的心术从事于他的职业。
Somewhere he's tending cows, somewhere he's dancing with the gopis.
有些地方他是在照料母牛，有些地方他是在和狗皮跳舞。
He is going on with his enjoying occupations.
他在进行他的享受的职业。
But he is everywhere.
但他仍然是到处都在。
Goloka Namni.Goloka eva nivasati. Nivasati means, although he is living there, Akhila atma bhuto. He is everywhere.
Nivasati 意思是尽管他在那里 Akhila atma bhuto, 他到处都在。
He is within your heart.
他在你心中。
Ishara sarvahutanam riddeshe arjuna tishthe. He is within your heart.
他在你的心中。
Not only within the heart, he is within the atom.
不仅在心中，他也在原子中。
Ekapasuracayatam jagadanna kuti jachakti rasti jagadanna chayajadantam annantarastam paramanuchayantarastam. His one plenary portion has entered this material world as Garbhodakshayi Vishnu.
他的一个全权的部分进入了这个物质世界，作为 Garbhodakshayi Vishnu。
From Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, there is Kirodaksha expansion of Kirodakshayi Vishnu.
从 Garbhodakshayi Vishnu 扩展出 Kshirodakshayi Vishnu。
That Kirodakshayi Vishnu has entered every atom.
那个 Kirodakshayi Vishnu 进入了每个原子。
Ekappasura chayatam jagadanna koti jachakti rasti jagadanna chayajada. So, Krishna is everywhere. And if you are devotee, then you can catch
him. 因此 Krishna 到处都在，如果你是奉献者，你可以抓住他。
This is the secret.
这是秘密。
Just like,Electricity is everywhere, electrons.
正如电到处都在，有电子。
One who can tackle the electrons, they can talk without any direct connection by electronic method, thousand miles away.
如果一个人能够对应付电子，那么他们可以不用直接的接触，通过电子的方法在成千英里之外进行谈话。
Just like radio message, television message.
比如说无线电的消息，电视的消息。
So, similarly, Krishna is also everywhere.
类似 Krishna 也是到处都在。
Just like the waves of sound wave is going on.
就像声波在传播。
As soon as you produce, I produce one sound.Immediately, within a second, this sound goes round the earth 7 times.
正如如果你和我发出声音，立即在一秒钟之内，这个声音传绕了地球7圈。
So if a material thing has got so much power, just think how much power God has got.
怎么样物质的事情有这么大的力量？可以想象一下。神有多大的能力？
So he is everywhere.
因此他到处都在。
Simply, you have to catch.
只是你必须要抓住他。
He is also ready for being caught.
而且他也愿意被抓住。
Yes. If somebody wants to catch him, suppose you are a devotee, if you want to catch him, he comes forward.10 times than your desire.
是的，如果有人想抓住他，假如说你是奉献者，如果你想抓住他，那么他到你这来的速度比你想要的要快10倍。
He's so kind.
他这么仁慈。
Therefore, we have to simply receive him.
因此，我们只是必须要接受他。
So this deity worship in the temple means.Worshipping Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God.
在庙里崇拜神像意味着崇拜 Krishna 至尊人格神。
He is Akhilatma Bhuta.
他是 Akhilatma Bhuta.
Where himself? Find him. He's everywhere.
你在哪能找到他呢？他到处都在。
Therefore, he has very kindly accepted to assume a form which you can handle.
因此，他非常仁慈地接受了这个你能够应付的形象。
This form of Krishna, the atheist will say that here is a form made of marble. How is that they are worshipping God, Krishna? That is atheist view.
这 Krishna 的形体，无神论者会说，这是由大理石做成的形体，他们怎么是在崇拜神、崇拜 Krishna 呢？这是无神论的观点。
But from the Shastra we understand, Krishna, if he is within the atom, why not within the marble?
但是从 Shastra 中我们理解 Krishna, 既然他在原子中，他为什么不在这大理石中呢？
It is simply understanding.
这是简单的理解。
Not only within, the marble itself is also Krishna.
不仅是在之内，这大理石本身也是 Krishna。
Because in the Bhagavad Gita, we understand.
因为从 Bhagavad Gita 中，我们明白。
Bhumi, Rapa, Anala, Vayu, Khang, Mana, Buddhi, Rivata. These material elements, earth, water, fire, air, they are Krishna's energy.
这些物质的元素，土、水、火、空气，它们也是 Krishna 的能量。
Krishna says, Bhinna me pakiti astadha. They are my energies, separated energy.
Krishna 说他们是我的分离的能量。
So, even if you consider that here is not Krishna, but a marble, no, that marble is also Krishna.
就算你认为这不是 Krishna, 是大理石。不，那大理石也是 Krishna。
Marvel is all, and Krishna is being omnipotent. Even for your logical argument, even if you say that this is a marvel statue, still Krishna is so powerful, omnipotent, that he can accept your service even through this marvel.
但 Krishna 都是万能的，就算你进行逻辑的论辩，你说这是大理石的雕像。但 Krishna 这么有力量，这么万能，他可以通过大理石接受你的服务。
Actually, it is not mine.
事实上，这并不是大理石。
Or from spiritual vision, everything being Krishna, so Krishna can accept your service even through the marble, even through the water, even through the fire.
从灵性的观点，一切都是 Krishna， 因此 Krishna 也可以通过大理石、通过水、通过火接受你的服务。
Why not? Energy.
为什么不呢？这是能量。
Just like if you come to the sun sign, energy of sun, you immediately touch the sun glow.
比如说你到阳光之下，这是太阳的能量，你立即便接触了太阳。
Is it not?
不是这样吗？
Because the beams are coming from the sun glow, so as soon as you touch the sun sign, sun beam,you touch the sun immediately.
因为这光线是从太阳那里来的，因此一旦你接触了阳光光线，你立即便接触了太阳。
And there are yogis who can reach the sun planet through the beams of sun.
而且有些瑜伽师可以通过太阳的光线到达太阳。
Because the spirit soul is very, very small.
因为灵魂是非常非常小的。
Smaller than the atom.
比原子还要小。
Kesagra Satubhagra Satubhagra Kulpitasya. And the spirit soul can go everywhere.
灵魂到处都可以去。
And it is the speed of spirit soul is greater than the mind.
而且灵魂的速度比心意还要快。
You have got experience of the speed of the mind.
你体验到心意的速度有多快。
In a second, you can go many thousands of miles.
一秒钟里你可以走上千英里之外。
Suppose you are sitting here, those who are Indians, immediately within a second one can reach Calcutta, Bombay.
就是说你坐在这里, 那些印度人, 他们一下子便, 一秒钟里, 可以到达, 加尔各答,
Mumbai. Immediately. Without even less than a second's time.
立即,
the mind speed you can imagine.
你可以想象心的速度,
and finer than the mind is the spirit soul.
而灵魂比心意还有精微。
So how much speedy is the spirit soul that we have to know from the shastras.
因此灵魂有多快, 我们必须得从下水中了解。
Shastras Janita, everything. Therefore, do not think that we have installed a marble statue.
因此不要以为我们设立了一个大理石的塑像。
The rascals will say they are heathens.
恶棍们会说，这些是崇拜偶像的异教徒。
No, we are worshipping Krishna personally.
不，我们是在崇拜Krishna本人。
Krishna personally, Krishna has kindly assumed this form.
Krishna本人, Krishna非常仁慈地采取了这个形体。
Just because we cannot see Krishna, the gigantic Krishna, Arch Krishna is everywhere.
因为我们看不到 Krishna, 巨大的 Krishna, 或者到处都在的 Krishna.
Atasya Krishna namadi navave drayam indire. Our imperfect senses cannot see Krishna immediately.
我们的不完美的感官不能直接见到 Krishna.
But Krishna is so fine. As we can see stone, we can see wood, we can see earth, we can see water, we can see color.
但 Krishna 这么仁慈，按照我们能看到的，我们能够看到石头，看到木头，看到土，看到水，看到颜色。
Therefore, Krishna comes before us, quite suitable for our vision.
因此 Krishna 也正好适于我们的视力的形式，来到我们面前。
But he is Krishna.
但他是 Krishna.
So this deity worship, those who are in charge. Of deity worship, they should never think that here is a statue.
因此，那些从事崇拜神像的人，他们永远不应该认为这是塑像。
No, here is Krishna.
不，这里是 Krishna.
The honor, the respect, the samram means with great honor, you must always think that here is Krishna personally.
你必须要总是想着这里是 Krishna 本人。
Don't think that it is a statue.
不要想这是塑像。
Krishna personal.
Krishna 本人。
So you should honor and think also and be cautious so that you may not commit offense.
因此你应该尊敬他, 也要这么想, 要小心, 不然的话会冒犯。
Krishna worship, if you neglect the process, then it will be offensive. There.
崇拜 Krishna 过程中，如果你忽略了方法， 那么会有冒犯。
64 kinds of offenses. You have seen it in the Nectar of Devotion.
有64项冒犯， 你们在奉爱的甘露中读到了。
So, not very much. You should be very much clean, first thing is.
所有的事你们要非常清洁。
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
清洁性是接近神性。
Very much clean, rise early in the morning, take your bath, and perform Mangalarati, then chant Hare Krishna mantra, then read scriptures.
非常清洁, 早上一大早就起来, 沐浴, 进行 Mangalarati, 唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra, 阅读经典。
In this way, remain 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service.
这样24小时从事 Krishna 的服务。
This is the purpose of installing deity.
这是设立神像的目的。
Not that after a few days you think it is a burden.
并不是过几天以后你便认为这是负担。
No, then it will be great offense.
那样的话是巨大的冒犯。
It is not burden, it is a great opportunity to serve Krishna.
这并不是负担, 这是一个服务 Krishna 的巨大的机会。
As the gopis are serving in Goloka Vrindavan,
Gopi 们是在格洛克文达文服务。
Krishna is so kind. He has come here to accept your service in a manner in which you can handle it.
Krishna 是这么仁慈，他到这里来，以一种你能够对待应付他的方式接受你的服务。
You can raise Krishna. You can offer prasadam. You can chant his glory.
你可以给 Krishna 穿衣服。你可以供奉菩萨的，你可以参受他的荣耀。
In this way, always remain engaged in Krishna consciousness, and gradually you will find how you are advancing in spiritual life.
就这样，总是从事于 Krishna 自觉，逐渐的你能够发现，你如何在灵性生活中进步呢
？Thank you very much. 谢谢大家。
结束。